A very warm welcome to you. You are listening to a message from Senior Pastor of Word Fountain Christian Ministries, Pastor Dupe Adefola. Be blessed.
Father, we bless your name. We declare indeed that you are worthy. Thank you, God, for the blood of Jesus. Thank you for the cleansing power, the healing power, the directing power, the victorious power, everything power in this blood. We're so humbled that we can call on the name of Jesus and expect tremendous things to happen. Jesus, thank you for the sacrifice you paid. Thank you that it is still working among us, setting captives free, bringing hope to the hopeless. Lord, you are still working wonders. When you see the blood, you even pass over. Thank you, Jesus. We love you, even as we acknowledge you. Thank you for the place of prayer. Thank you for many things that you have made to happen in this week. Things, oh God, that are in the now and in the hereafter. We are grateful. We are saying thank you, Father. We love and we appreciate you. In Jesus' name we pray. Please still stand in. Pick your Bible. 2 Chronicles chapter 7. Hallelujah. 2 Chronicles chapter 7. Now, from verse 1. Now, when Solomon had made an end of praying, the fire came down from heaven and consumed the burnt offering and the sacrifices, and the glory of the Lord filled the house. And the priests could not enter into the house of the Lord, because the glory of the Lord had filled the Lord's house. And when the children of Israel saw how the fire came down, they saw how the fire came down and the glory of the Lord upon the house, they bowed themselves on their faces to the ground, upon the pavement, and worshipped and praised the Lord, saying, "For it is good. For his mercy endureth forever." Then the king and all the people offered sacrifices before the Lord. And King Solomon offered a sacrifice of 22,000 oxen and 120,000 sheep. So the king and all the people dedicated the house of God. And the priests waited on their officers, the Levites also with instruments of music of the Lord, which David the king had made to praise the Lord, because his mercy endureth forever. When David praised by their ministry, and the priests sounded trumpets before them and all Israel about. Moreover, Solomon hallowed the middle of the court that was before the house of the Lord, for there he offered burnt offerings and the fat of the peace offering, because the brazen altar which Solomon had made was not able to receive the burnt offerings and the meat offerings and the fat. Also, at the same time, Solomon kept the feast 7 days, and all Israel with him, and with a very great congregation from the entering in of Hamath unto the river of Egypt. And in the 8th day, they made a solemn assembly, for they kept the dedication of the altar 7 days, and the feast 7 days. And on the 23rd day of the 7th month, he sent the people away into their tents, glad and merry in heart, for the goodness that the Lord has showed unto David, and to Solomon, and to Israel his people. Thus Solomon finished the house of the Lord and the king's house, and all that came into Solomon's heart to make in the house of the Lord, And in his own house, he prospered, he prosperously effected. And the Lord appeared to Solomon by night and said unto him, I have heard thy prayer. Oh. And the Lord appeared to Modukwe, and the Lord appeared to you, as many as have prayed, and said unto you, says unto me, I have heard your prayer. I have chosen this place to myself for an house of sacrifice. If I shut up heaven, that there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among the people, my people, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Verse 15, let's read together. Now mine eyes shall be open and my ears attend unto the prayer that is made in this place. May the Lord bless the reading of his word. I know he rescued my soul. Thank you, choir. His blood has covered my sin. I believe. I believe. Can the media help us, please? Zaban. Oh, my Lord has covered my redeemer lives. My redeemer lives. My redeemer lives. Oh, my redeemer lives. I believe God knows the record of prayer. The God of heaven knows where people pray from. He even has the prayer list that his children give to him. Concerning this occasion, the Bible said it was prayer, the prayer of Solomon. I pray this week that heaven will be saying the prayer of Modukwe, the prayer of Favor, the prayer of Henry, the prayer of Antonia, the prayer of Winford, the prayer of Adebisi, whose prayer is heaven recording, whose prayer is leading into this worship, whose prayer is making a difference, whose prayer is God responding to, whose prayer has moved things in the nations, whose prayer is affecting the church. Is your prayer included? Is your name among those who prayed? Did you obey God? Did you hearken? Or did you excuse yourself? I know he rescued my soul. Jesus, I know you rescued my soul.
His blood has covered my sin.
I believe. I believe. My shame is taken away. My pain is healed in his name. I believe. I believe. I'll raise a banner. Has conquered the grave, my redeemer lives. My redeemer lives. My redeemer lives. My redeemer lives. He lives. God still hears prayer. God still responds to prayer. People still pray. Please be seated. I have with me a book. It says Prayers from Inside. was compiled and written for people to pray from inside of prison. They have prayer points in prison. I'll just share a few of the prayer points they pray from prison. You see beneath my mask, I'm scared of ending up in the segregation unit. I never thought I would end up in prison. I get so angry that I get so angry. I cannot help worrying. I cannot do without all the intimidation. I must make the best use of my time here in prison. Life is even harder for my partner. I need to get clean. Will the court show mercy? These are topics and there are prayer points. People are saying I should go to rehab. Violence has always been a part of my life. My aunt's prayers have kept me alive. Oh, my life has gone out of control. Stupid? Yes. A criminal? No. Will this be my last sentence? Is there really any purpose to life? My life has always been so empty. Another bad day I'm missing. I am a mother and my children need me. The kids are better off without me. Those I love most, I have hurt most. Prison can be hard for us older people. I am struggling with this pain. I have really let my young brother down. I never stop thinking of my victims. I have failed my children. How can I deal with my guilt? As a woman, I feel so much shame. Losing my nan has been very painful. It is 2 years ago that my dad died. Will the courts ever believe me? Does anyone care it's my birthday? It's scary. My release is in 10 weeks. I am scared I will breach my license. I am out in 3 days with nowhere to go. I never imagined I could be deported. Will I lose my family as well? And they go on and they still give thanks to God. They have prayer of thanks, praying from inside. But this week the Lord has called you and I to pray from outside. And our prayer points have been different. We've prayed by the mercy of God for nations. We've touched nations. We've touched the church. We've touched families. We've touched our children. We have touched our own pain. And we have opened our hearts to God. But when the children of Israel finished praying and heaven recorded that they finished praying, Solomon made an end of praying. He didn't interrupt it. It didn't go in and out of prayer. Heaven watched his countenance, his attitude, his comportment, and heaven recorded, Solomon has finished praying. I pray that we understand prayer. When heaven saw that he had finished praying, heaven did not hold back what heaven alone could give. Fire came down. Fire rested upon the house and consumed everything that Solomon and the people of Israel had brought. And all they were saying is that for God is good and his mercies endure forever. That in the time they are in the season they've come into, in their Rehoboth, the goodness of God is their testimony. And it will continue because his mercy is perpetual. I pray the same for us in Jesus' name. Every sacrifice you have made, day one, day two, day three, day four, day five, day six, day seven, everything you left undone, I ask that the fire of God come upon your sacrifice and consume it and turn it into a song. God is good and his mercy endureth forever. Everything you denied yourself of in order to be with others, because there is a place for the closet, but there is also a time for the closer. If you are not praying in your closet, when they call for the closer, you find it difficult. But both your closet and your closer, I pray that the fire of heaven will descend and make tremendous things to happen. That when you think of October the 2nd to October the 8th, 2017, you will have a perpetual testimony of the turnaround that God brought into your life. In the name of Jesus. When all the children saw how the fire came down, I pray that what God is going to do in your life will not be hidden. People will see that the fire of God, the mercy of God, the goodness of God has come upon you. Whether you announce it or not, the house of this generation will see that God's fire has come upon your altar. It has come upon your burnt offering. Now, Solomon did not invite them to come and see. The Bible said they saw. I want you to rise up and agree with God that in this season, every visible, everything that God will be doing in your life will not be hidden, will be visible. By the mercy of the living God, the fire of God, if where it needs to purify, it will do a visible purification. Where it needs to bless you, it will do a visible blessing. Where it needs to heal you, it will do a visible healing. Where it needs to increase you, he will do a visible increase. Where he needs to promote you, he will do a visible increase. He will promote you visibly. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oria basotorie, yegederia masata, reketeria basotoria, yegederia masotoriaka, rigeye boshindaria. Every resistance, by the mercy of the living God, the fire of God consumes them. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, let the world see. Let the world see. Let the world see, oh God. Let the world see, oh God. How your fire. How your fire. How your fire. How your fire. How your fire has come upon your church. How your fire. How your fire has come upon our families. How your fire. How your fire has come upon the nation. How your fire, how your fire has come upon the community. How your fire has come upon our children. How your fire has come upon our youths. How your fire has come upon the singles. How your fire has come upon the women. How your fire has come upon the men. How your fire has come upon the pastors. How your fire has come upon the leaders. How your fire has come upon the ministers. How your fire has come upon the assemblies. Upon Swindon and Watchfield. Upon North Oxford. Upon Cowley. Let the world see. Let the world see. How your fire has come upon your assemblies. Has come upon Word Fountain Christian Ministries. Oria basotoria. How your fire has come upon the sick and brought healing. How your fire has come upon the students and brought success. How your fire has come upon the barren and brought fruitfulness. How your fire has brought come upon those waiting on their immigration and their established. Oh God, as citizens, how your fire has come, oh God, upon those that want to get married. And they are introducing their dates of wedding. How your fire has come upon our journeys. And we are delivered. We are protected. Oh God, let there be a physical manifestation of your fire. To follow the spiritual. To follow the spiritual.
to follow the spiritual. Thank you, Father. Oh, Father, we dedicate our Rehoboth. Today, we dedicate our Rehoboth. Today, we dedicate our Rehoboth. Lord, in your mercy, we dedicate our Rehoboth. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we dedicate our Rehoboth by your Spirit and in your grace. In Jesus' name we pray. And when the fire of God came, there was no need for protocols. The Bible said the Levites picked their own instruments. The worshippers stood in their own place. Everybody, I want you to see, God is ordering his church. He's putting place in place. Hallelujah. Let me read it for you. And the priests waited on their offices. Order. Decency. You know, we are not looking at the church as it is. We are looking as it as God said it is. The Bible says, after the fire fell, the ministers, they waited on their own offices. The Levites also, with instruments of music of the Lord, which David the king had made to praise the Lord. Because of his mercy endured forever. When David praised by the ministry and the priest sounded trumpets before them, and all Israel stood, everyone, not some. In the season we are going, in the season we have entered, everyone must stand. There is no room for you to be waiting behind. There is no pulling back. We are in the season of everyone standing. I want you to pray. Call the department to stand in their role. Everyone to have a vision. Everyone to have a vision for what God has called them to be. Oh God, we shake off every weakness, every lack of understanding of roles. We shake off, oh God. Every suboptimal performance. Oh God. We shake off suboptimal performance. We shake off, oh God, everything that does not please you. We say, Jehovah, let everyone minister in their office. We receive, oh God, our priestly mantle. Everyone, oh God, ushers, minister, media, minister, children, minister, sanctuary keepers, minister, the choir, minister, oh prayer mentors, minister, oh God, let the men minister, let the women minister, let the singles minister, oh God, let relationship and marriage minister. We don't want entertainment, we want ministry. We don't want entertainment. We don't want entertainers. We don't depend on human idea. We want ministry. Oh God, in Swindon, minister. In North Oxford, minister. In Cowley, minister. We don't want performance. We don't want professionalism. Lord, we want ministry. We want to be ministered to. We want to be ministered to. In the name of Jesus Christ. We don't want to depend on our own ability. Every fire that is needed for ministry. Every fire that is needed for ministry. Lord, pour it upon us. In the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, the minister. They stood in their offices. Lord, empowerment came. Boldness came. Courage came. Lord, they stood by your Spirit. Your word says, having done all, stand. Lord, none shall be feeble. No one will say, I cannot stand. Pray in the name of Jesus. No one will say, I cannot stand. No one will say, I cannot stand. No one will say, I cannot minister. No one will say, I'm too weak. No one will say, I cannot come. No one will be sending excuses. Lord, we invite everyone in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Oh, Rabba Seteria. Yeketeria basondo. Riga derebo sutari yeketeria. Yegederia masotori eboshidaria. Ripa robo sutari yeketeria. Yegegederia masondoria. Thank you, Father. I'm reading from verse 11. Then Solomon finished the house of the Lord. Everyone that finished praying, your ministry will not be terminated along the way. Your calling will not be truncated on the way. You finish praying, every project that God has committed into your hand, receive the grace to complete. Receive the grace to complete. Everything that has been starting and stopping. I speak over your education. I speak over the miracle you are believing God for. Every desire in your heart. Even the year 2017. The things that you have believed God for. Oh God. The one that finished praying. Also finished the house of God. And finished his own house. My God. My God. My God. The grace for completion. Oh, that the glory of the last quarter will be greater than the first three quarters of 2017. Oh, the glory, the ability, the capacity, the help, the mercy of the last quarter will be greater than quarter one, will be greater than quarter two, greater than quarter three. Oh, God. Everything that you desired for me to complete in 2017, I speak to October, I speak to November, I speak to December. No carryover. I want you to pray it for your life. I will not carry over the plan of God, the purpose of God, the assignments of God that are to be completed in 2017. The blessings that belong to 2017, I call you forth. I receive the grace to receive completion. Oh God, every project, every idea, every dream, every vision that you gave to us that belongs to 2017. Lord, we receive the grace for completion in the name of Jesus. Every testimony that belongs to 2017. Every testimony that belongs to 2017. I speak to October. I speak to November. I speak to December. Oh, comfort in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, glory be to God. Down the mountain, the river flows. It brings refreshing wherever it goes. Through the valley
and over the
hill, the river is rushing and the river down the mountain. And it brings refreshing. Oh yes, Lord. Don't go to the chorus. I want you to imagine yourself on top of a mountain. You have just climbed the mountain of prayer. I know that people pay prophets to go and climb mountains for them. But God has helped you. You are on the summit of the mountain of prayer. And as the Lord did to the children of Israel, when Solomon finished praying, the fire fell. And the people saw it. Now, God is also sending a refreshing into your life. You are going to say the refreshing is here. Begin to declare where the refreshing is. In the name of Jesus, the refreshing is in my soul. The refreshing is in my spirit. The refreshing of God is in my home. The refreshing of God is in my studies. Is in my prayer life. Is in my worship life. The refreshing is in my fellowship. The refreshing is in my closet. The refreshing is in this assembly, is in Cowley, is in North Oxford, is in Swindon and Watchfield. The refreshing is in Oxford, is in my driving out and in my coming in, is in my place of work, is in my children. The refreshing is in the life of my husband. Oh, the refreshing is in our children, in our youths, in our singles, Lord, in our men, in the women. Lord, we thank you for refreshing is the name of the now. Refreshing is the name of the now. Refreshing. October, you are refreshing. November, you are refreshing. December, you are refreshing. Oh, my life is refreshed. My youth is refreshed. Oh, God, my vision is refreshed by the Spirit of the living God. Refreshing is here. Oh, God, in my relationship with men, in my relationship with women, in my relationship with singles, in my relationship with youth, in my relationship with children, Lord, refreshing is here. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Most High God. We bless you. In Jesus' name we pray. And God said to Solomon, if I go because of this intimacy, because of this acceptance of your sacrifice, if I go, decide to do things on earth, if I decide that there will be no rain, if I command locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among the people, now there is what we call an oasis. It's a piece of land. It's so refreshing. You can also have an island on the sea. The waters may surround it, but that piece of land. And people have been building on islands. Actually, we live in an island. In Egypt, God decided to visit the Egypt and Pharaoh with a punishment. And he created a Goshen. I want you to agree with God. That day, by your mercy, there's something you call an exclusion clause. Is that not it? When there is a contract. And they tell you that if this thing happened, that matters. You are going to say, Lord, today there is an exclusion clause concerning me and my family when it's time for disaster. Exclusion, exclusion clause, exclusion. We are excluded. Adefalas, you are excluded from disasters. You are excluded from pestilence. You are excluded. Adedakwos, you are excluded from famine. You are excluded from road accidents. You are excluded from sicknesses and diseases by the Spirit of the living God. Lord, I agree with you that my habitation is excluded from destruction by the mercy of the living God. I hope you are praying. I hope you are praying that your going out and your coming in is excluded from destruction. Is excluded, excluded. Oh, from accident. Oh, your home is excluded from poverty. You are excluded from prayerlessness. You are excluded from prayerlessness. You are excluded from the trouble of the day and the dangers of the night. In the name of Jesus Christ. God said, even if he sent it, even if he sent it, because of his mercy, it is part of the goodness of God. It is part of the mercy of God. You are going to call, Lord, I decree exclusion clause over my children. By your mercy, they are excluded from the corruption that is in the world. Oh, my children, you are excluded. You are excluded from the plan of Satan. Yes, you are excluded. You are excluded from all every form of evil and wickedness. You are excluded from the death and the destruction that is visiting children. From sicknesses, my children, you are excluded. I pray that, Lord, in this house, our children are excluded. They are excluded from the wickedness of the world. They are excluded from the corruption that is in the world. Our children are excluded by divine mercy from corruption in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you and we bless your name. In Jesus' name we pray. You're going to hold somebody's hand just in twos. and find space for yourself, to express yourself. Yes, please. If the husband and wife are in the house, hold your hands, please, just that we pray this through. If your husband is not here, your brother may be here, your sister, please, as close as you can. Your friend, please join hands. We're praying from verse 15. There is a word called now. I don't know what your experience has been before today, but now God has declared that his eyes shall be opened and in ears attend to the prayer that is prayed in your household. Now, now, the eyes of the Lord are open and his ears are attentive to the prayers that you say in your house. Yes, declare it by the mercy of the living God. Whether it is a meditation, the eyes of the Lord are open and his ears are attentive to the prayer of your children, to the prayer of your wife, to the prayer of your husband, to the prayer of your brother, to the prayer of your sister, to the prayer of your friend, to the prayer of your prayer partner, in the name of Jesus. Now, by the mercy of the living God, now, by the goodness of the Lord, now, yes, Lord, now, 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 everyone that is connected to you, I bring them into this canopy, that now the eyes of the Lord are open and his ears are attentive to the prayers, oh God, the meditations in your household, in the name of Jesus, the prayers of your husband, the prayers of your wife, the prayers of your children, the prayers of your mother, the prayers of your father, the prayers of your siblings. Oh God, now, 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 the eyes of the Lord are opened and his ears are attentive to the prayers of your family, to the prayers of the people you know, in the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name, we pray. We're going to walk around the house of God, pray around the children's department. The same prayer continue. Now, God's eyes are open. His ears are attentive to the prayer that are made in this house. Yes, we pray for North Oxford, even as you join us in worship, that the eyes of the Lord are opened and his ears are attentive to the prayers we make, the prayers we offer, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh God, we bless your name. Yeba doria baba baba reketeria. Eke yebo shidaria baba baba. Oh, walk around, walk around, walk around, declare it. Maybe people going to the toilet. Going to the toilet. Declare. Going to the gents. Going to the kitchen. Going to the lobby. Going to the children's department. Someone go to the church office. This is a house of prayer. A solution center. Lord, now your ears are open. Now your eyes are open to the prayers. The prayers, the prayers, the prayers, the petitions, the supplications, the meditations. Oh God, in this house, now because of your mercy, now because of your love. Yes, Lord, it's a house of prayer, a house of prayer for all nations, a house of prayer for families, a house of prayer for men, a house of prayer for women, a house of prayer for singles, a house of prayer for youths. You are a house of prayer for children in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we thank you that your eyes are open and your ears are attentive to the prayers that are offered in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Brethren, but that prayer places a demand on us. It places a demand on us. If God is ready to answer, what does that mean? We must be ready to pray. When God is ready to answer, we must be ready to pray. I want you to hold somebody's hand and commend them to prayer. As we commend one another to the word, I commend you to the spirit of prayer. I commend you to the spirit of prayer. In twos, in twos, in twos. I commend you to the spirit of prayer. Oh, receive your mantle. Receive the burden for prayer. Oh, yes. I commend you to the spirit of prayer. Oh, the grace to pray. The love to pray. The passion for prayer. In the name of Jesus, I commend you to the spirit of prayer. I commend you to the spirit of prayer. I commend you to the spirit of prayer. The grace for prayer. The grace for prayer. Oh God, Lord, I pray for my brother. I pray for my sister. The grace to pray. The mantle for prayer. In the name of Jesus, as you help Solomon, help my brother. As you help Solomon, help my sister. As you help my singles, help us, oh God. Help us, Jesus, that when you say pray, we will be on our faces. We will be calling. We will be crying to you. We will be standing. We will be prostrating. We will be calling on you. We will be on our faces. We will be on our knees. We will be lifting up hands of prayer. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we pray. You're going to put your right hand on your head. I will not be a stranger in the altar of prayer. I will not be a stranger on the altar of prayer. Because of the mercy of God, I will not be a stranger at the altar of prayer. I will not be a stranger at the throne of grace. I will not be a stranger at the mercy seat. I will not be a stranger at the throne of grace. I will not be a stranger at the mercy seat. I will not be a stranger in the house of prayer. I will not be a stranger. Oh God, at the call of prayer. Oh, as you reckon Solomon. Lord, remember Modupe. Lord, by your mercy. In the name of Jesus. My family will not be a stranger at the throne of grace. My family will not be a stranger at the mercy seat. We will not be a stranger. Oh, in the house of prayer. In the name of Jesus. Lord, strengthen our feebleness. Raise up our lift hands, our weak hands. Our children will not be strangers in the house of prayer. Our men will not be strangers at the mercy seat. Our women will not be strangers. Oh God, in the house of prayer. Our singles will not be strangers in the hall of prayer. In the name of Jesus. Word Fountain Christian Ministries, you will not be a stranger in the hall of prayer. In the name of Jesus. Down the mountain, river, let the river flow, Lord. Lord, we receive refreshing. Yes, Lord. Through the valley and over the fields, the river is rushing and the down the mountain. I want you to imagine the places it's flowing to. Walk with the river. Let the river flow into your finance, into your health, into your home, into your career, into your workplaces. Yes, the river flow into your extended family. The river flow into the church of Jesus. Down the mountain, down the mountain, down the mountain, into the men, into the women, into the singles, into the youths, into the children. Yes, Lord, in every department, through the valleys and over the fields, the river is rushing. The river of God sets our feet adown. Oh, the river of God fills my life with power. The river of God sets my feet laughter. Set my feet, fills my life with power. River of God fills my life with, hallelujah. The river of fills my mouth with laughter. Oh, the river fills this church with power. This church. The river of God fills our lives with power. The river of God fills our mouth with laughter. Oh, and we rejoice, for the river is in. Father, we bless you. Mighty God, we exalt you. We are never higher than our knees, no matter how tall we may be. And anyone that kneels to God will always stand up to the issues of life. No wonder all Israel stood, because they had been in prayer. They had been filled with power. I declare over this house the grace to stand. Men, stand. Women, stand. Amen. Singles, stand. Amen. Youth, stand. Amen. Children, stand. Amen. By the grace that is in God. Lord, we love you. For you will continue even with it and every one of us. Upon the church in Swindon and Watchfield, we receive the grace to stand. To stand as a city set upon a hill. Upon the church in North Oxford, we declare the grace to stand. To stand up as a city upon the hill. And the assembly in Cowley, we announce the grace to stand. The grace to stand as a city upon the hill. Upon every family here present, receive the grace to stand as a city that is set upon the hill. So will it be. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Thank you for listening and hope that you have been richly blessed. For more information on Word Fountain Christian Ministries and service times, please log on to wordfountain.org or call the office on 01865 402 108. We look forward to seeing you. God bless.